Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
Ukraine crisis. I read from a column in The Nation magazine, April 2014, by Professor Stephen F. Cohen, no longer with us, but a man who saw the future from this distance. Quote, the East-West confrontation over Ukraine, which led to Moscow's annexation of Crimea but long predated it, is potentially the worst international crisis in more than 50 years and the most fateful. A negotiated resolution is possible, but time is running out. End quote. This from a new edition of War with Russia? A memorial edition published momentarily. And I welcome Katrina Vandenhovel, Mrs. Stephen F. Cohen, also the editorial director of The Nation magazine, as well as the publisher, to comment on not only Steve Cohen's remarks in April of 2014, which no one listened to, including me, because Steve said that to me all night that very night. But at the same time, we're in a world that is, Katrina, a very good day to you. It appears we've stepped into an alternative reality. Let me read two quotes from the London Please. Papers. Russia parades captured Britons on state TV, and 7 killed in missile strikes on Lviv, and German state leader, quote, colluded with Russians on gas pipeline, and photo shows Russian flagship moments before it sank. This is a world that Steve and I did not talk about. We just said this is a catastrophe. It is here. So remind everyone what they can learn from reading in Steve's books and what you make now of this crisis as it builds week after week. Good evening to you, Katrina.
Thank you, John. History matters. We have watched over the last nearly a decade a conflict brewing between Russia, Ukraine, NATO. And what was a civil war has become a proxy war, a geopolitical struggle of a kind we haven't seen since the world wars. And it's very dangerous. It's increasingly dangerous, which is a theme that Steve struck with you often. He was dismissed, I remember. He talked often about the Cuban Missile Crisis. This is no longer the Cuban Missile Crisis. This is a full-blown war. Now, on 50-plus days, what is so frightening, as you mentioned, the carrier that was sunk in the Black Sea, the increasing talk, but normalization of the use of nuclear weapons. And I think somewhere in the Cuban Missile Crisis, obviously, Steve also spoke of the nuclear peril and was dismissed because it seemed distant, but it does not now.
Yes, so let me recall the Cuban Missile Crisis. Nuclear weapons were at issue twice, we know now.
Twice.
Many decades later. Once in a Russian submarine that turned its opened its front doors with a nuclear torpedo in one of them against a U.S. carrier group that was headed towards the Cuban waters. The other time, we know the Iskander missile system that is now deployed as well in Ukraine was armed with nuclear weapons, and it was deployed above Guantanamo Bay. We didn't know that at the time. We know it now many years later. And then, of course, there was the duel between Nikita Khrushchev, then the leader of the Soviet Union, and John Kennedy, then the president of the United States. But up to date, Katrina, we don't have to speculate. We know that within these last days, the Kremlin made it very clear, if Sweden and Finland join NATO,
yes,
then we will deploy tactical nuclear weapons to Kaliningrad. They said it a fact.
They said it.
Yes.
And on the Ukrainian side, there is talk of, Zelensky, the war leader of Ukraine, covered the TV spectrum this past weekend, I think, on many, many shows, showing his, you know, versatility, his understanding of American culture. He spoke of the need for more weapons, the need for more weapons. And when pushed, he said, how often do I need to tell you? But the shipping of weapons, one has to feel for the brutality of what we see and what is happening in Ukraine. So there is an effort, you know, to defend it, your country is legitimate. But the question really, I think, John, at this point, is there are two ways for a war to end. One way is for one side or the other to be basically destroyed. I don't think the Russians have miscalculated in a blunder of extraordinary historical proportions, but the Russians aren't going to be destroyed, so that means one way is for Ukraine to be destroyed. Chaz Freeman, former ambassador to Saudi Arabia, talks, you know, Ukrainians fighting to the last Ukrainians, and that is a horrible image. But how we get to a negotiated settlement, there was 90% on the table in Istanbul a few weeks ago, but at this stage it's increasingly, it seems elusive, unless there are back channels, as there were during the Cuban Missile Crisis.
What we're watching is escalation. I'm reminded again of something the professor said, not beginning 2014, but really all the way back to 2001, when we started talking about this this new player on the field, Vladimir Putin, taking over for Boris Yeltsin. Steve quoted again and again, Russia will not always be on its knees. At the time, it seemed preposterous that a broken former Soviet state with the industries in collapse and no obvious source of rejuvenation was ever going to be a major player. Well, it is now because of its military and because of Vladimir Putin. It's not on its knees anymore. My measure, Katrina, and you and I lived the same two decades listening to Steve, my measure is that serial presidents and their advisors in the United States from the 1980s did not consider what happens if Russia gets off its knees and starts to bark again, or growl, as the bear.
Absolutely.
The bear metaphor is now demonstrated. It starts to growl again. They had all of history to look to, and either their counselors did not give them good advice, or the advice was ignored.
So in an essay in 2015, April 14, Steve writes about what's the parity principle, which is really about treating countries as a co-equal. So detente, which was, you know, elements of cooperation in U.S.-Soviet relations. And what happened in the close of the first Cold War, the seemingly most Cold War president ever, Ronald Reagan, began a process of returning to detente with Soviet leader Gorbachev. But as we know, the end of the Cold War, there was a triumphalism at the beginning of we are the indispensable nation that treated Russia as a junior partner, if that, and the process of NATO expansion consolidated that feeling. And I think in that we see some of the history today, the sense of being this junior partner who was going to be at not be listened to in the councils of diplomacy or discussion. And Ambassador Jack Matlock is very strong as a witness to that. And it was part of the, you know, breaking down or the kind of abolition of trust around NATO when Germany reunified in 1990, and NATO did move eastward, even breaking the promise. As is documented in archives, not one inch eastward. But we are here, and you know, we are here, and I think the urgency of beginning to move towards some negotiated settlement which will provide for Ukraine's independence and sovereignty is so key. And I will say that it seems like Washington is more interested right now in escalation. I do think there's a sense, it's an ugly image, but smelling blood in the water, Putin in the water, Putin's blood, and that there seems to be more interest in, you know, fighting to the last, you know, ouster of Putin. And that's very, I think, dangerous, though appealing to millions of people. And I think it's important to step back and how to think of reconstructing a world post-war.
War with Russia, question mark, from Putin and Ukraine to Trump and Russiagate, Memorial Edition by Professor Stephen F. Cohen, New York University, Princeton University Emeritus, from Hot Books, and soon enough, Katrina Vandenhovel of The Nation magazine, editorial director and publisher. I'm John Bash.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Life's messy. We're talking spills, stains, pets, and kids. But with Anabay, you never have to stress about messes again. At washablesofas.com, discover Anabay sofas, the only fully machine washable sofas inside and out, starting at just $699. Made with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics, that means fewer stains and more peace of mind. Designed for real life, our sofas feature changeable fabric covers, allowing you to refresh your style anytime. Need flexibility? Our modular design lets you rearrange your sofa effortlessly, perfect for cozy apartments or spacious homes. Plus, they're earth-friendly and built to last. That's why over 200,000 happy customers have made the switch. Upgrade your space today. Visit washablesofas.com now and bring home a sofa made for life. That's washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.